Welcome to Can Capital. We are committed to helping small businesses succeed. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now, or you can use our dial by...
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Can Capital. This call is being recorded for quality and monitoring purposes. This is Elena. How may I help you?
Hi, Elena. This is Amy Chu calling from Cardiff. How are you?
Hi, Amy. Good and yourself?
I'm doing okay. I actually just saw your email come through with the issue that we're having right now.
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah.
Okay. So I haven't, you know, received anything from Taj or from West, but apparently William had a different version of our working capital application approved recently. So if you take a look at the attachment, it basically shows what the new working capital application looks like for HF oil field. So this is something that got pushed back by PQ asking for the old application.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering what we can do from here, because it seems like there's been some pre-approval already. I just don't think it's probably been communicated to the PQ team.
Have you gotten an offer for this, or did they not do anything because of the application?
Yeah, I don't see an offer. Basically, the last notification just said, please provide a pre-qual application form for CAN for HF oil field. Basically, it hasn't been processed because the application's incorrect, and we're not trying to hold up, you know, the submission or go back to the customer for a different application.
Let me just pull up the first. Because honestly, I don't have anything to do with this. I'm not even sure where to start with it.
Sure.
I would have to send this over to Taj, because this is something that I believe he
was
working on. So this is not something that I do.
Okay.
But I just want to at least see if we can get the deal, if we can get this pushed through.
Okay. I mean, yeah, it can be something that will work out on the side. And I do know that he specifically said he was in conversation with Taj to begin with. So I just thought I would reach out to you.
I can't pull it up. Yeah, I don't think anything. I'm trying to look it up in the system, but I don't see it. It must have not come through the system at all, because I don't see anything in the system for it. I was hoping that it would at least be in the system so I can send an email out to Prequal. But I don't see anything at all, so I guess it didn't hit the system at all once they kicked it back. So in that case, there's nothing I can do with it.
Yeah, so basically what happens, they would just take all of the information, and then they have to, like, manually enter it. Is that what you're looking for? Just, like, some data points or something?
Well, I'm just looking to see that it hit the system, period.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to pull it up. It's not, there's no HF oil field. I'm trying to look it up in the system.
Okay.
But I'm not able to find it. Because it's automatic. So once you send that in a pre-qual, it hits our system automatically before data entry has to do anything manually.
Sure.
Let me look at my email or my pre-qual and see if it went there. Because Taj is not available right now. He's in a meeting, so I can't get this done right now. So we would
wait till
tomorrow to get it done.
Yeah, and I know that he's also not, you know, on our, he's not servicing, I guess, our team anymore.
He does work with the team who handles this with the applications. So he does work on that.
All right. Do you think that maybe
I just found it. Okay, please provide a pre-qual application form, a form proof for CAN.
So it just sounds like to me they're asking for the old application, because our old application said merchant pre-qualification at the top. And I think we've just recently rolled out this new business loan application. But William told me that this was approved by all of our sources. And then okay. he has that email saying that we got approval from Taj and Les.
Saying that this was approved. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, all I could do is send an email to Taj, you know, and let him look at it when he gets back to his, you know, back to his desk.
Okay.
And that's all I can do right now.
All right. Yeah, one thing you will notice with the pre-qual application, at least mm-hmm. the new one, is that it has our Bank of Cardiff ID at, like, the bottom right corner, you know, our mm-hmm. sales ID. So at least that way you know that that's, you know, who's sending those applications in.
Okay.
So it says custom PQ approval date 8/24/16. So that's making me think that, yeah, anything we submit after the 24th, yeah, it should be accepted by the system.
Okay. Okay, let me look into this. I'll send Taj a message also so he can look at it on his end.
Okay.
And then I'll let you know what we come up with. Hopefully we can at least get this one through and then deal with, you know, deal with the issue.
Yeah, I think this is just the first one. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, Amy.
All right. Thanks, Selena. You have a good one.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. You too.
Bye.